Hey, folks, before we get started with the homemade broadcast this week, I just wanted to tell you quickly about NTT Fitness and NTTFitness.com. That is a full health mecca. I tell you what, located in Pinellas Park, you got group fitness classes, you got a gymnasium, you got people that will hold you accountable for your own fitness goals, and they have an excellent meal prep service. Now, I know you can cook your own food. I get it. You know how to do it. Wouldn't it be nice to have some variety, though, and it's delivered right to your door? You can get your entire Sunday back. You don't have to worry about it. It shows up on Sunday night, and then you just put it in the fridge, and you got food for the week. It is awesome. I've been using it for a few weeks, and I absolutely love it. I want you to try it out. Use code LEVELUP15. That's the homemade broadcast code at checkout, and you'll get 15% off your first order, NTTFitness.com. All right, let's start the show.
Beach Drop, Drop Park, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Okay, I like your food.
Outback Steakhouse. I'm Australian, mate.
Pam.
No.
Pam, come on. I like your food. No, come on. Stir the pot. Stir the melting pot, Pam. Let's do it. Let's get ugly. Let's get real.
Okay. If I have to do this, based on stereotypes that are totally untrue, that I do not agree with, you would maybe not be a very good driver.
Oh, man, am I a woman?
Okay, and... are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, everybody, this is Kevin Farley, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast. Homemade biscuits, homemade broadcast. Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com. Welcome to the program. My name is William Koontz. We survived, man. We sure did. Hurricane Dorian came and went very, very slowly. Holy hell. Was that not the most stressful period in your entire life? I'm sure, like me, you haven't lived a very hard life. And it was traumatizing to go through that. Oh, my God. It was scary, though. I mean, for a little while, it was like, come right over the state. And then I saw that the European model was going to take it up the coast. And that was the first time in my life where I'd ever rooted for something European. And it felt weird. And I didn't particularly enjoy it, but I was rooting for it hard, and that's what it did. It took a steer right up the coast. It was really strange how it went. It went just, like, perpendicular to the coastline of the United States. So, really, the whole country kind of got hit with this thing, but it definitely could have been a lot worse. I guess the strongest side of the storm is the upper right-hand quadrant, the easterly side of the storm, and luckily that stayed offshore. But, man, the Bahamas just got just brutalized. It sat on top of the poor Bahamas. It just sat there as a Category 5 storm for 36 hours. I'm sure by now you've seen the video and the photos, and it's a complete disaster down there, and it's just gone off the planet now. Half the one of the islands is underwater as of right now when I'm recording this, and it probably will be for a long time. You know, eventually the storm's going to move out, and the water will start to recede, but those people's lives are just over. I mean, we don't know what the death toll is right now at the time I'm recording this. I think they said this is Wednesday. the 4th when I'm recording this. And as of right now, it's only 7. But I would imagine that's going to go up a whole bunch because nobody can get there yet. They're trying to figure out. People are still trying to get there. I heard the mailman at my day job today was saying that people are literally on the south side of Florida are hopping in their boats. You know, it's a 60-mile boat ride heading to the Bahamas, a lot of those people, and they're going to help with the rescue efforts. So it's just it's a terrible thing. But this is a reality, and this is something we have to deal with as Floridians, and it's hurricane season, and that's just the deal. So, you know, I don't really believe in thoughts and prayers. I don't think prayers do much, but I hope the Bahamas is – I'm going to send some thoughts out at the very least, and I hope they're okay. And we got to be aware, folks, that people will take advantage of these type of scenarios here for their own – financial gain. And that's what happened earlier last week when Dennis Phillips from ABC Action News here locally in Tampa got his identity commandeered by a Facebook scammer. And you can read about this, by the way, at hmbradio.com/news. I wrote a small article about it just to warn people, don't fall for this stuff. A local weatherman isn't going to cold call you on Facebook to try to get you to Venmo him, you know, money for the Bahamas. And usually these scammers who do this stuff are only slightly smarter than the people that it actually works on. So I don't know if this even affected anybody, but somebody was out there using Dennis Phillips's picture and trying to get people to send him donations through the Cash App or Venmo or whatever it was. That's just, man, that is the worst of the worst. Now, you hear stories about the people going off, you know, off the coast near Miami and taking their boats down to the Bahamas. That's really, like, it brings out, really does bring out the best that humanity has to offer. But then there's people like this who just take advantage of the situation and, you know, brings out the worst, too. Because, you know, the climate is now, we hate each other based on who we voted for, where our political beliefs are, if we're physically conservative or liberal. But that seems to go away when something like this happens, and we're just worried about, you know, our compassion or our reptile brain gets succumbed by humanity. And it's like, gosh, maybe something like this should happen more often because we would maybe come together as a people. That was like, I think Ronald Reagan said that, like the only way that humanity would come together or the world would come together is if an alien invasion happened. And I think that's probably true. We need some other common enemy to fight. So we're still fighting an enemy. We're fighting Hurricane Dorian. Like, that's the prick, right? And we need to come together against Dorian as a people and get each other back up on our feet. So if Dennis Phillips messages you on Facebook, what I want you to do is not send him money, okay? And go to hmbradio.com/news. Click that story if you want to help. There are charities that are helping. My understanding is that they desperately need extension cords and batteries. Those are the two big things that they need. And water, of course. You know, there's the American Red Cross. That's an option. And I also got a few other links in that story at hmbradio.com/news. And you can, there's other list of charities if you just want to give financially to the Bahamas because they are going to need all the help that they can get. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line here. How'd you make it through the storm? Are you okay? I knew that things were going to be okay when Pinellas County Schools canceled school on Tuesday. I said, it's going to be a bright, sunny day here. I'm not even concerned about it anymore because that has been, I've been a resident here almost 35 years here in Tampa Bay, St. Petersburg, Largo specifically. And every time school has been closed for a hurricane, it's been the most gorgeous day in the world. We always went to the beach. So that's when I knew we were going to be okay. But yeah, I want to hear how you did. 813-693-2124. I went out and bought a bunch of granola bars because that was the only thing I could find. I spent like $35 on granola bars. So I was dumb. But you know, I got to have something. Got to have something. I did the best I could with what I had. It's better than keeping my fingers crossed. The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you locally by Truvy Salon and Spa, TRUV as in Victory, Y, salonandspa.com. 8908 4th Street North, Unit B. Get your hair did. Get your nails did. Look good. Feel good. TruVSalonAndSpa.com. Coming up later in the show, we got a clip from Stay Woke, where we're talking about colleges who have stopped using the adversity score. The adversity score was a process put in place to help disadvantage people in our society, you know, get educated and go into lucrative careers, but they're stopping that because it wasn't working. So we're going to get into reasons why about that a little later. And coming up next, we have bedtime, where I got freaked out because I'm going to be 35 years old. I know, that's not a big deal to some of you. To others, it's probably a huge deal. Not that I'm old, I'm just saying, I feel weird. That's all I'm saying. We're going to get into that now, as a matter of fact. So let's enjoy me thinking about you from bed on this week's Bedtime, right here on the Homemade Broadcast.
This is how lazy I am. I have these flip-flops that I bought, these really cheapo from Ross, $5, Quicksilver, Hurley, whatever they are, just rubber things for my feet. I don't like flip-flops, but they really come in handy sometimes. Taking out the trash, that's what I got them for. Get these to take off, put it up the trash so I don't have to put my shoes on because I'm lazy and I want a quick, convenient method so I don't have black feet when I go outside with dirt. So I got these flip-flops for that purpose, and then I ended up wearing the goddamn things because they're easy. I don't have to put my shoes on. I could just put the flip-flops on and go do my business, whatever I'm doing. Then I started leaving the house with these things, and they destroy my feet, okay? My feet hurt so bad after wearing these things for a couple hours. Still wear them. Still wear them because the ease, the convenience factor, those mean a lot. And I think I had this foot injury a few weeks ago, maybe it was 6 weeks ago, where I couldn't walk. And I think it was from those damn flip-flops now, in retrospect. I gotta stop wearing these things, and I think I just have to throw them away. But they're so convenient. I'm not gonna spend $30 on a pair of good flip-flops, because I'm not only lazy, but I'm cheap. Can you be cheap if you're broke? Is there anything worse than checking your bank account after a long holiday weekend? I had a 4-day weekend for Labor Day. Didn't go in Friday because of the hurricane. Boss gave us a day off, said just don't worry about it. Just do your thing. Went and got $35 worth of granola bars. Useless. I'll eat them because I'm cheap. I'll make myself eat all those goddamn things. But, thankfully, we were spared by the storm. Dorian, for the most part, I mean, Tampa Bay was spared. The Bahamas are gone. I saw some pictures today. Thank God that thing didn't come this way. I mean, yeah, I would have crossed the state, and it would have been a Category 1 by the time it got here. But even that, man, I'm not playing around with these storms anymore. Ever since that... Dodged Irma. I said I was just going to leave. I don't have any money to leave. Who has money to just evacuate and go? Pick up and go. So I had a long 4-day weekend. You check the bank account. Oh, God, what have I done this weekend? Because it's just, you know, there's parties going on. My friend of mine is just got his pool put in. So we're just hanging out there drinking all weekend. And I'm just like, oh, God, what is my bank account going to say? Is there anything worse than checking the bank account after a long 4-day weekend? What have I done? What did I do to myself? And I put that tweet out on Twitter. And I was thinking, somebody, some jerk, is going to comment something on this. So I wanted to nip it in the bud before, because obviously there are worse things. But people love to do that on Twitter where they go, well, you could have been in the Bahamas for Hurricane Dorian. That would have been better. Hashtag first world problems. So I wanted to nip that in the bud. Obviously, that's worse. There are worse things than that, though. You could have AIDS and be on that island during Dorian. You just keep going. So I wanted to nip that in the bud and say, if you say something like that to me, I'm gonna block you. Just gonna get rid of you. You're gonna be out of my life. And I'll never have to see you again. People love shaming people on Twitter. They absolutely love it. They love correcting you if you're wrong. And most of the time, they're not right in their correction. They love to get one up on you. Even the people that like you on Twitter are you know, fans. There's this guy, Daryl. I think he calls in to Stay Woke sometimes. Seems like a perfectly nice guy. But on Twitter, he stinks. He's terrible. He loves to comment on things that have nothing to do with my statement. Because he's delusional about his politics. He thinks everything's about politics. And the one he commented on that was really weird that pissed me off. Because this was actually preempted this. I need to nip this in the bud so nobody says anything to me. Because I'm tired of it. I'm just going to get rid of you. And because he was like, I think it was Martina Navratilova, the Hall of Fame tennis player, put out a tweet about how Trump doesn't have a sense of humor. And I was like, what? He's got a pretty good sense of humor. He's pretty funny. I mean, like, I understand if you don't like him and you don't like his politics or whatever, but you have to admit he's pretty funny. I mean, he's been in the entertainment industry for a long time. And I shared a personal story. I saw this video of him. And it was during one of his rallies, campaign stops, whatever. It was years ago, but he's sitting up there and he's chit-chatting, talking, doing his spiel, and somebody yells out, "I love you," and he went, "I love you too," and then he kind of looks and squints and puts his hands over his eyes to kind of shield from the lights. He goes, "Wait a second, that's a guy, the freaking guy saying he loves me. That's hilarious. Come on, dude." And that's what that was my point. It was nothing to do with his politics. And then Daryl decides to interject with, "Oh, he's a benevolent dictator." I'm just like, "What are you talking? Okay, what does that have to do with being funny? Nothing. I don't give a crap that you. I know you don't like him. I don't like him, but he's funny. You have to admit that." You don't have to do anything. You should admit that because he's funny. If you don't think he's funny, you don't have a good sense of humor. That's your problem. You're the problem. But weekend was good. had a nice. I like having days off, but it really just screws up the week. This week where it's ruined. It's a 4-day work week now. I'm trying to catch up. I gotta, you know. You got to do this podcast stuff. Gonna make sure I get done. I have a schedule. I usually do the bedtimes at different, you know, try to get them done during the weekend so I can kind of take naps during the week for my awful schedule that I have. I like to get a nap in because I have, you know, 5 hours to kill during the week before I go to work again, which is a lot of time, but not a lot of time. But this is all, you wouldn't care about this, but, so now I'm like, oh, pressured for time, I gotta figure this out, but it was nice to have the weekend. I got reminded of how, like, age is catching up with me over this stuff. This is the stuff I worry about now. This is becoming an adult. This is just what happens. You get reminded of things. I got reminded that I'm turning 35 years old, you know, in a few months. It's not old. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that's old, because I know some people that listen are in their, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s, maybe. That's old. I'm not old. I'm getting old. I'm approaching that time where my body hurts. My feet hurt. My own doing. I played in the pool for the break. My buddy had his nephew over, and, you know, kids like to play in roughhouse, so nobody was doing that with him, so I decided I would take that role as the kid's roughhouse partner at the pool party. The vodka helped, but I was so sore from swinging around a pool noodle. My neck is killing me. 3 days later, my back hurts. What am I going to be like when I'm 50? If my back hurts now, what am I going to be like when I'm 50 years old? It's not looking good. Got reminded, oh, are you scared about turning 35? Oh, then you're going to be 40. Are you scared about that? Yeah. I'm concerned about it, yes. Thank you for bringing it up on my holiday break. Friends? My friends doing this to me. They're all a little bit younger. They're like 3-4 years younger. So they're just having the time of their life. Yeah, I'm concerned about turning 40. I look at the things that my group... Like, I'm happy to have these people in my lives because they're all doing well. And I feel like that's going to rub off on me eventually. Hopefully. That'll be something that kind of... I'll get some juice off them because they're all killing it. Putting in pools. Buying Jeeps. Buying houses. That's so out of my... Like, I don't even see that, like, approaching soon. So, yeah, it's concerning. I mean, happy. I'm very happy for them. I think it's awesome. And plus, I get to go to my buddy's house, hang out with somebody I like, and drink with them. And then, you know, hang out and grill food and swim in his pool. So it's kind of like I have those things. I just don't have it. And I don't have the debt that comes along with that. He just borrows money and, I get it. I'll pay it back later. You know, there's $100,000. I'll just take that and sink it into my backyard, literally. So yeah, I'm concerned about that. I don't feel like I'm caught up or where I should be at this age. You know, what do you want? You want kids? It's not looking good. You want a family? Who needs them? But it's not looking good. It's much easier to have less people in your life. Streamline your life. Get rid of people. They gotta go. If you can't call up somebody and ask them to have a beer with you, and it wouldn't be weird, or it would be weird if you did call them, don't even talk to them anymore. Get rid of them. They don't need to be there. They're taking up space. They're just clogging up your Facebook timeline. It's easier. It's more satisfying. You can build better relationships that way than having to, you know, spread your feeling and your time on people who don't really give a crap if you're dead or alive. But yeah, I'm concerned about it. Hell yeah, I'm concerned. But that's just, that's part of life, man. Figuring stuff out. Enjoying your 4-day weekend. Feeling bad about enjoying your 4-day weekend. Being rushed the rest of the week because of your 4-day weekend that you had. You enjoy the 4 days, and then Tuesday, you check your bank account and see what kind of damage you've done.
This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is RadioCP.com.
813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. HMBRadio.com is the website. Make sure you subscribe to HMB Radio Tampa Bay on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts, because there's an extra one that comes out on Fridays now called the HMB Sides, which you can only get over at HMBRadio.com or on your podcast feed, wherever that is. Pretty sure it's everywhere. Spotify, wherever you want. Just search HMB Radio, all one word. That should be enough, but if you want to add in Tampa Bay as well, it couldn't hurt. So that way you can get all this goodness delivered right to your cell phone. Who would have thought? What a world this is. This is the best it's going to get. I think we can all agree on that. This is the best it's going to get before the downfall, before the machines rise up and they just start sending propaganda and podcasts to our phone that they create with deep fakes and that voice technology. And then they all just tell us we need to kill each other. That's what we need to do. And we're rubes. So we're just going to do it because Joe Rogan's voice said so. Isn't that going to be weird? This is the best it's going to get before the downfall. We live in the best time, I think, that it's going to get to. I still think about that Joe Rogan, Elon Musk episode where he's talking about... Now, Elon Musk is making this Neuralink thing that's going to be hooked into your brain. Yeah, that just sounds like a bad idea. I mean, it's going to be awesome. I'll probably do it because it's going to be cool features. I'll be able to get Twitter to my brain, and that'll be fun. Oh, and I'm probably going to do it, even though I know it's a disaster. I haven't done the DNA test yet thing. I knew that was one of my big fear with the Ancestry.com one, and then 23andMe, where you just spit inside this container, and then you send it away to some lab, the government, and you just give them your DNA, and then they put it in a computer system. Yeah, that won't come back to bite you. Don't worry about it. You'll be good. Plus, don't you want to know, you know, what percentage Peruvian you are? 0%? Oh, man. Damn. I wanted more than that. I was hoping to have a little bit of everything in there. Nope. You're just white, okay? That's your problem. You're just white, and you're boring. You don't need a DNA test to prove that. My big fear with those is that they're going to have some technology, and I'm sure they already do have it, where they'll have your genetic code, and then they'll just be able to vaporize you from space because they'll just have you on file, and then they'll just be able to zap you like Minority Report style. Yeah, that's a disaster. I don't know. You people are out of your minds for doing that. So this is the best it's going to get, folks. Technology, the computer in your pocket before it turns on you, and Joe Rogan's voice with a deep fake tells you that we need to start brutally just murdering each other in the streets. And then the 1% can finally lead the lives they want to live. And it's just them. And they get to enjoy the planet, burn all the gasoline they want with no repercussions. And that's going to be dandy. I'm sorry. I'm just feeling weird this week. It's just thrown me off. This little gap in time that I've had where I have 4 days off. It's too much. I can't do that. I need to be working 5 days, off 2 days where I don't do anything, and then just working the rest of the time. I don't feel good. It's thrown me off. Don't like it. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. Folks, let me tell you about Homemade Podcasts very quickly. HomemadePodcast.com, that's my media consulting company. That's my podcast consulting business. And what that does is, if you're interested in learning how to podcast but don't know how, I can teach you, because I'm doing it right now. I'm talking to you through the platform as we speak. It's a growing field. It's a growing industry. You know, it's good for reaching new and existing clientele if you have a business and you want to, it's just an audio blog that goes directly to their RSS feed and their cell phones. And you can talk to them and tell them about your new products. Or if you're just a person and you just want to talk about, I don't know, maybe you got a hobby that you're really into. Like you collect, you know, you still collect sports cards, you know, football cards, and you want to talk about that stuff, that's perfect. You're into, Japanese sneakers. There you go. I'm sure there's other weirdos that are interested in that too. They would love to hear your perspective on that. And I'm not kidding. It sounds like I'm kidding. I'm really not. You got to find a niche little market that you're working on. So if you're interested in podcasting, I'd love to teach you for a fee. You know, time's limited here. I would love to volunteer time. I can't. But you can pay me, and I can help you set up your RSS feed, get hardware, get software, all that stuff. I know how to do it. Let's work together. HomemadePodcasts.com, or you can leave a message on that HMB radio line, and I'll call you back. 813-693-2124. All right, so on Stay Woke earlier this week, we had a conversation, Anna and I, about the adversity score that colleges were adding on to SAT scores in order to admit people of, dumb people, I guess, not as smart people, not smart as they should be for their school. But they wanted to have diversity. That was the most important thing. So they went ahead and started this program, an affirmative action program, to get, dumb people into college. All right. And it ended up not working out. Then they recently dropped that program because it didn't really work. So we talked about that on Stay Woke. Stay Woke is a radio program heard at midnight on 102.5 The Bone here locally in Tampa Bay. It's with myself and Anna Hummel. And we chat every night for 1 hour just to send you to bed. You're probably already asleep at that time, which I don't blame you. But have no fear, because you can just download the 102.5 The Bone app. Again, it goes right to your cell phone on demand when you want it. You don't have to stay up at midnight. Screw that, man. I don't want to do it, but I have to. I have to work hard now so I can be lazy later, hopefully. That's the plan here, folks. So yeah, get the app, and then you can listen to the show on demand. But let's listen to this clip here. See what you're missing. This clip from Stay Woke, right here on the Homemade Broadcast.
The SATs, Will, you said you took the ACTs and you didn't do well. Is that what you said?
Didn't do great. I got a 20, I think, on the ACT.
What is it out of? I don't know.
Let me look. How high can you?
How high are you right now?
Yeah, ACT.
Right.
Let's see. 36 is the highest.
Oh,
it
okay.
ranges from 1 to 36.
All right.
So that's about right, like a C plus.
Okay.
That's what I was in school. So,
right,
yeah, that's
right.
What I got.
I took the SATs. I don't remember my score. I think it was probably lower than I thought it was going to be. I was never very good at reading comprehension. I always got very anxious. And so I feel like I hated that it was timed, because you'd be under so much pressure to read a story you didn't care about. You know, maybe it's about nautical bugs. Like, it was just something really obscure, nothing that it was like a story you were interested in. And then you'd be nervous and you'd read the whole thing and you go, okay, I read it. And then you would answer the first question. Don't remember the story. Blacked out. I was blacked out when I read the story. So I didn't do too well on the test. But anyways.
Did you study for it?
I think so.
Because I didn't study for the ACT.
I think I took there was practice tests. I was doing all the stuff, Will. I was a nice, lovely Jewish girl from North County, San Diego. Like, I was a really good kid.
You had parents that cared. Yeah, mine were just like, oh, what are you going to do? I'm like, I don't know. I have to take some test or something. They're like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay. And then I just went in there and took it. So if I would have applied myself, I probably could have got way better of a score.
Yeah, and it does count for a lot when they're trying to put you in a college. Because,
didn't know.
Right, and now more than ever, and each year it seems to be getting progressively more competitive because more people are going to college. And I know that there's been a cry for affirmative action over the last several decades, I would say, where, you know, people are trying to even out the playing field, so to speak, right? So if you're from an underprivileged place, maybe you didn't have the resources, you didn't have the familial support or the support from your school to really excel like other more privileged kids in more affluent areas. But apparently, the SATs are now dropping what they call the adversity score. Okay? It says here the adversity score, which took into account factors like neighborhood crime rate and advanced classes offered at a school, was introduced about 2 years ago and used by some 50 institutions, and now they are removing it because the College Board says that the tool was, quote, wrong and confusing. Wrong and confusing. I want to hear what people think about this, because it's like, on one hand, I hear that we need more affirmative action, right? It's not fair that, you know, if you come from an affluent place, you have more resources, you had parents that cared about you, whatever it was, and you were able to get a better score on your SATs, you're able to go to just a better public or private school, you're getting better grades, you're getting whatever it is, you got tutors, you got all these resources, obviously you're going to be a better candidate for an elite university, or any university for that matter. And then say you're from, you know, inner city Baltimore, Detroit, or something like that, and your school didn't have a lot of resources, and you didn't really apply yourself, and you're trying to, you know, break the chain of poverty and get educated. I can appreciate that, obviously. How the hell are you going to get into these really elite universities or universities at all if you're not competitive? Well, I thought that they were going to apply something like the adversity score, or maybe look at, unfortunately, I hate to say it, maybe look at SES, socioeconomic status, maybe look at race if you're trying to make your school more diverse. I think that's what they're trying to do. Do you agree with removing the adversity score? I would like to hear from you. What do we think about this, Will? I mean, isn't this what the people wanted? Didn't they want, wasn't this supposed to even out the playing field? And here we are removing the one thing that was going to get the diversity back into the university. So we're grabbing people from all sorts of places, all sorts of backgrounds, so we can have a very multicultural, ethnic sort of pamphlet we can put together when we're trying to recruit other assholes to come to our school.
Yeah. Well, you know, just like anything else, there are no solutions, only trade-offs. And then the trade-off of this was that some people got discriminated against because they preferred these people who needed the extra help to get in. Right. So the big group that got discriminated against was Asians. And because they do pretty well on tests.
They're
for whatever
it. Yeah.
reason.
When you talk about white privilege. I mean, it's real. I don't want to say yellow privilege, but I mean, they are killing the game, folks. It's not even, it's crazy, but it's a cultural thing. It really is. Like, I honestly think that sort of like work ethic and what have you and all of that, I honestly think it has way less to do with anything genetic and everything to do with culture. Like that culture, like most Asians that I've met, at least the parents when I was growing up, say parents very involved in the student affairs. Now, granted, that you can go a little too far, and you know that's why everyone's killing themselves in like Japan, because you know there's so much pressure at work. You know, obviously you can go the other way, but I mean, in the realm of like keeping family pride and making sure that you're getting your grades and putting school first. I mean, these are really excellent sorts of things to train the young people so that they stay focused and that they become successful in their life.
Yeah. I mean, the family is very important. But I think just like anything else, nature, nurture, what is it? It's probably a little bit of both. But then you kind of go into uncomfortable topics that people don't want to talk about anymore, like IQ.
Oh, well, yeah, we're definitely not going to talk about the bell curve here tonight.
I'm just saying, like, yeah. I think that's reasonable to bring that up, but it's like a no-no.
Do you think that it shouldn't be even investigated? Because I feel like a lot of people have, if you're not familiar with the bell curve, I forgot the author's
Charles
name.
Murray.
Thank you. He did a, was it a study in the 90s,
yeah.
80s maybe? Basically, he was looking at race and IQ.
Mm-hmm.
And what
that wasn't
found,
all, but that was a part of it.
That
yeah.
was, I think, a very small part of the book.
Yeah, it
actually.
Was. Yeah.
I heard a little bit of him and Sam Harris having like an exchange, but apparently that was like, it was one of the most controversial books, I would say, of the century, where he was saying that there was a correlation, maybe not causation, but a correlation between your race and also your IQ.
Well, it was that human intelligence is influenced by both inherited and environmental
factors.
Which
is not controversial at all.
But now it is. Yeah, well, it's just looked at as race when he didn't really say race.
He
just said inherited.
Oh, okay.
You know, which I guess you could argue that that's race.
Well,
but
what he did is he did categorize people by race. That was what he did. He did do that. And maybe his findings then said, so there is like an inherited factor with intelligence, which is undeniable. Obviously, that's the case. Like, you know, what you do with it, how you manifest your intelligence, you can also work things in with your environment. You can, you know, you can study, you can try to learn, you can do all these things, or you could be a very intelligent person and be completely unmotivated, so you'll never know that you were that smart, you know. But, yeah, he made those claims between, let's just say, race and intelligence. Do you think, Will, and anybody out there who would like to contribute, do you think that if you are scared of the findings because they could have racial or racist implications or sexist or whatever it is, do you think that you shouldn't even go into that territory? Don't even investigate it because you may find something that you don't want to know. That could be grounds for another genocide against blacks, Jews, whites, whatever it may be.
That's a stretch. But I mean, look, I don't care what the reasons are. I would like, in order to know, you know, how to solve a problem, you have to have the symptoms and be able to attack mm-hmm. whatever's going on. So I don't care what the implications are. I just want to know what the science is.
Right.
And then let's see if we can improve that.
Right.
You know, I hope to God it wouldn't lead to a genocide. I guess potentially
that's
true.
Well, that's what people see, like, eugenics, ethnic cleansing, those sorts of things. I feel like more information is never a bad thing.
Yeah, totally.
You know, like learning something new, even if you're not a fan of the facts or the results or whatever they may be, it's never a bad thing to have more information. You know, what you choose to do with that information is a separate issue, I feel. Like, yes, of course, if anything gets into the wrong hands, it could be problematic. You can have, you know, nukes that you're using for protection. If it gets in the wrong hands, you could have a destruction of the entire planet, obviously. So you got to keep those things in mind. But some people say that should be off limits. You should never investigate anything that has to do with, like, sex, race, and intelligence, how those two things are connected, if they are connected. People don't like to hear those sorts
of
things.
I know, but it's like, if you can potentially, make those things better for people, if you know what the cause is, mm-hmm. why wouldn't you do that? That seems like it's cruel not to be able to, develop strategies to help those people.
All right, there you go. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. How do you feel about the adversity score not being around anymore? I'm sure you have the answers. Let's hear them. Contribute to society. and listen to Stay Woke at midnights on 102.5 The Bone, thebononline.com, or 102.5 FM if you do it old school, or you can just get the app, like I told you, and that way you can get all the great Bone content at your fingertips when you want it. And with that, folks, I'm going to get the hell out of here, man. I have to go. I need my weekend. Too long of a weekend last weekend. I need a weekend to recoup from the weekend. So thank you very much for tuning in. I appreciate you. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Check out the website periodically. There's new stuff going up all the time. And I hope you have a great rest to your week. My name is Will Koontz. This is HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Take care.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.